AP Sports, I am Steve Carney. The Ravens rally from an early deficit on the road to beat the Chargers. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Lamar Jackson threw for two touchdowns and ran for another in the Ravens' 30-23 comeback win over the Chargers. Baltimore trailed 10-0 until Jackson scored on a 10-yard run in the second quarter and threw a 40-yard TD pass to Rashad Bateman later in the half, putting the Ravens ahead to stay.
We have the season going on. Some way, somehow, we just been I was about to curse. We've been horrible starting the game, but we, as the game been going on, we've been getting better, but we got to find a way to balance that out. Be good from the beginning of the game to the end.
Jackson was 16 of 22 for 177 yards and no interceptions. Derrick Henry gained 140 yards on 24 carries as the Ravens improved to 8-4. Justin Herbert and Gus Edwards ran for touchdowns as L.A. dropped to 7-4.
Turning to the NBA, some hot shooting by the Knicks gives them a victory in Denver. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
The Knicks scored at will in the first half on their way to a 145-118 win over Denver. Victorious coach Tom Thibodeau.
We're getting a better rhythm and we're creating good shots. And we're finding, you know, the guy who has a hot hand or a good matchup, but we're doing it through movement. And that's everyone working together.
New York shot 62% from the floor over the first two quarters, good for a 76-53 advantage. OG Anunoby sizzled with a career-high and game-high 40 points, going 16 of 23 from the floor, including 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. The Knicks have won 5 of 6.
And the Celtics get a 126-94 win over the Clippers, marking the return of forward Kristaps Porzingis, who missed the team's first 17 games of the year after undergoing offseason ankle surgery. Porzingis says he's been ready to get back into game action.
Felt great. Obviously, was a pretty, not super long, but it was a long rehab. And I was itching to get back out there with this team after winning a championship.
Porzingis had 16 points and 6 rebounds in the win. Other finals in the NBA, LaMelo Ball has 44 points, but it's not enough for the Hornets, who fall 95-84 to the Magic. The Pistons rally to beat the Raptors 102-100. The Pacers outlast the Pelicans 114-110. Kyrie Irving has 32 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists, as the Mavericks beat the Hawks 129-119. The Grizzlies maul the Trailblazers 123-98. The Nets use a 41-point fourth quarter to put away the Warriors 128-120. And the Thunder use a big night from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37 points and 11 assists, to beat the Kings 130-109. The two-time defending NCAA champs are beaten in Hawaii. A free agent pitcher heads to the West Coast, and Tiger Woods makes a decision on playing in his own tournament. That and more is coming up. The two-time defending NCAA champion UConn Huskies fall for the first time this season as Memphis earns a 99-97 overtime win in the first round of the Maui Invitational. Tigers head coach Penny Hardaway says it's a huge early season win that should impress the selection committee come tournament time.
We're riding them really tough because we have to get it right now. We don't have the time to wait until conference starts because we have to do all our heavy lifting early. And I put a ton of pressure on them to be better than really where they should be right now because they're still getting acclimated and trying to know each other.
Tyrese Hunter led the way for Memphis with 26 points, while P.J. Carter had 9 points all in overtime, including 4 crucial free throws after Huskies head coach Dan Hurley was assessed a technical foul with less than a minute to play in the extra period. In the NHL, the Hurricanes use a huge third period to come back and beat the Stars. This report from correspondent Dennis Cox.
The Carolina Hurricanes scored 5 goals in the third period to erase a 3-1 deficit and beat the visiting Dallas Stars 6-4. Sebastian Aho scored a goal and had 3 assists and feels his play has elevated lately.
I've been playing a little bit better hockey, and obviously you get in the score sheet, you get a little confidence there, but and all that, but yeah, I think there's another level.
Dallas opened the scoring just 18 seconds into the game with a goal by Tyler Seguin. Trailing 3-1 in the third, Carolina got goals from Aho, Brent Burns, and Shane Goss to spare to take a 4-3 lead, but Dallas would tie the game with just over 5 minutes to play with a goal by Miro Heiskanen. Carolina would get the game-winning goal on the power play from Martin Natchez with 2:07 to play. Natchez finished with 2 points on the night, while Seth Jarvis added a goal and 2 assists for the Hurricanes.
Other finals in the NHL, the Lightning run away with an 8-2 win over the Avalanche. Brandon Hagel ties an NHL record with 4 assists in the first period in the victory. The Capitals pull away with a 4-1 victory over the Panthers. Nico Hischier's first career hat trick leads the Devils to a 5-2 win over the Predators. The Blues beat the Rangers 5-2, making Jim Montgomery a winner in his debut as head coach. Brady Tkachuk's power play goal proves to be the difference as the Senators edge the Flames 4-3. The Red Wings double up the Islanders 4-2. Connor Hellebuck stops 43 shots as the Jets tame the Wild 4-1. The Kraken get two goals in the first 90 seconds of the third period to beat the Ducks 3-2, and the Sharks tally five third-period goals for a 7-2 victory over the Kings. One of the first notable free agent signings of the baseball offseason has been made by LA's secondary team. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that left-hander Yusei Kikuchi and the Angels have agreed to a $63 million three-year contract. An all-star with Seattle in 2021, Kikuchi was 9-10 with a 4.05 ERA this year for Toronto and Houston, which acquired him on July 30th. Kikuchi was 5-1 with a 2.70 ERA in 10 starts with the Astros. He is 41-47 with a 4.57 ERA in six major league seasons.
And Tiger Woods announces he will not compete in the Hero World Challenge next week in the Bahamas. Woods is the host for the event and said on social media that he will be in attendance in that role, but the Hall of Famer is recovering from what is believed to be his sixth back surgery, which he had in September. Steve Carney, AP Sports.